Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to enhance the quality of your horse's canter. So dressage horses are selected and purposely bred to have natural high quality and uphill paces. And the better their natural paces, the higher the price tag. Now if your budget doesn't stretch to buying the ready-made article, and it's definitely not cheap, then there are ways to increase what nature has given your own horse and to enhance the quality of his canter. So in this podcast episode, we're going to discuss what a quality canter is, why do you want to have one, and how do you go about enhancing the quality of your own horse's canter. So let's first start by reminding ourselves, what is a correct canter? Well, a correct canter should be three beats. So you should hear 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And those three beats are followed by a clear moment of suspension when all your horse's hooves are off the ground. Now, in order to create those three beats, your horse's footfalls should be as follows. So the first beat is created by your horse's outside hind leg. And then the second beat is created by the diagonal pair of your horse's inside hind leg and your horse's outside foreleg. And then the third beat is created by your horse's inside foreleg, which is the canter's leading leg. And then that sequence is then followed by that moment of suspension before it then recommences. Now that moment of suspension is important because if the moment of suspension is missing, then the canter becomes forebeat, which is a very severe fault in the pace and it will be heavily penalised in the competition arena. So now that we know what a correct canter is, what is a quality canter? Well, a quality canter is one where your horse has learned to move his balance back more onto his hind legs. In other words, your horse's hind legs step further underneath his body towards his centre of gravity to provide support and to store energy and power. Now, as a bit of a side note, this requires greater strength and greater suppleness, and therefore it's relative to your horse's level of training. For example, an advanced horse will be expected to take more weight on his hind legs compared to a novice horse. But overall, this stepping under increases your horse's engagement, it develops a more uphill appearance, it allows your horse to contain more energy on his hind legs, which he can then use to push upwards for a collected canter, or he can use it to push forwards for an extended canter. Now, at the same time as this, your horse's strides should remain regular, light, and cadenced. And cadence is an accentuated rhythm with springy impulsion and expression. The canter should also have a good amount of activity. And activity is measured by the bending of the hind leg joints and the briskness of the hind leg step. So activity does not mean a quick tempo. And then throughout all of this, your horse should also demonstrate mental and physical relaxation so that your horse's back can fully swing. Now, a canter that fits this description is a high quality canter, and it should be worthy of a very high mark. So now that we know what a quality canter is, why do you want to have a quality canter? Well, if you intend to train your horse to an advanced level, then the quality of your horse's canter is a key consideration. And this is because many dressage test movements depend on your horse's ability to sit and to push in the canter. So movements such as canter zigzags, canter pirouettes, flying changes in sequence, and the extended canter, they are all based on the canter. And the higher the quality of your horse's canter, then the higher the quality of the movement you will be able to produce. Now also, if you take a moment to look at your dressage score sheets after a competition, then you will notice that in the directives column, it states the phrase quality of canter, even at the lower levels. So the dressage judge is looking for a strong canter where your horse can maintain the correct rhythm and he is carrying himself with active and well-placed hind legs. He should show a nice height through his front legs with a good shoulder action. And this enables your horse to achieve a good balance within the pace, whether that be a working, medium, extended, or a collected canter. And when the quality and the balance of the canter are good, then you can position yourself in the deepest part of the saddle and you can appear to effortlessly ride your horse through the most challenging movements, which creates a true picture of harmony. Right, so now that we know more about a correct canter, a quality canter, and why you want a quality canter, now let's go through 5 steps to help you move forward in your horse's training to enhance the quality of your horse's canter and develop a stronger pace. So the first step, step number 1, and we're going to talk about canter fundamentals. Because before you can attempt to increase the quality, it's paramount that the fundamentals of your horse's basic canter and his overall way of going are correct. So to start off with, your horse must have a 3-beat canter with the correct sequence of footfalls, as we discussed earlier. Your horse should also have the ability to work in a regular and consistent rhythm, so there should be no speeding up or slowing down. Your horse should also be working correctly from your leg into your hand, so he should be working from back to front. And finally, your horse must also have a basic understanding of the half halt. Now, if you're not quite sure how to ride a half halt or how to ride your horse from back to front, then we have got individual podcast episodes along with individual articles on our website, howtodressage.com. Just search for how to ride a half halt and how to ride your horse from back to front. But now let's quickly talk about riding the canter. So during the canter, your horse will rock between his hind legs and his front legs. And this motion can cause some riders to rock their upper bodies back and forward. Now this should be avoided. Instead, what you want to do is you want to keep your upper body perpendicular to the ground and you want to absorb your horse's movement through your hips. So stay sat up in the centre of the saddle, do not lean to one side and do not twist in the saddle. Now your legs should hang down naturally and unless you are aiding your horse, then they should maintain a passive contact with your horse's sides without gripping. And your hands should remain steady and elastic, and they should breathe with your horse's movement. So those are the fundamentals that you need to have in place before you can start to think about enhancing the quality of your horse's canter. But now let's move on to step 2, which is to remind you to keep riding forwards. Because although you are training your horse's canter for the purpose of a dressage test, the canter should still have enough power and enough impulsion contained inside of it for you to be able to jump a decent sized fence. Now sadly, many riders make the common mistake of slowing the canter down in an attempt to balance or collect the canter. Now, unfortunately, all this does is reduce the quality of the pace and it can corrupt your horse's canter sequence, which leads to an incorrect canter and poor marks. So always remember to ride the canter energetically forwards. Not only will this create an excellent suppling effect, but it will also encourage your horse to step under and positively affect the activity of his hind legs and the roundness of his frame. Now, as a side note, remember that forward does not mean fast. If you simply try to speed up the canter, then the canter can become unbalanced and the transitions around it will become very rough. So again, if you're not quite sure of the difference between forward and fast, then please go through our podcast archives or go to our website howtodressage.com and search for the article or the episode titled How to Get Your Horse Working Forwards, Not Faster. But now let's move on to step three. So you've got the canter fundamentals, you've got your horse working forwards. Now in this step, you're going to focus on keeping your horse supple and straight. So these two attributes of suppleness and straightness are paramount to enhancing the quality of your horse's canter. Because firstly, only a straight horse can engage both his hind legs equally and take an even weight in the contact. And secondly, only a supple horse will have the ability to stretch his hind legs sufficiently further underneath his body. Now on top of that, straightness and suppleness are interlinked. So if we look at straightness, your horse is said to be straight when his body is aligned with the path that he is following. So when your horse moves on a straight line, such as a centre line, his body is aligned straight from nose to tail, with his hind feet following in the tracks left by his front feet. Now when your horse moves on a curved line, such as a circle, then your horse's feet should still follow the tracks left by his front feet. So although your horse should be bent uniformly to follow the arc of the circle, his body should still be in alignment, and therefore is described as being straight. Now if we take a look at suppleness, your horse is said to be supple when he can move his neck, his haunches and his shoulders equally in both directions without resistance, and his whole body should be loose and flexible. So when your horse is supple, this makes it easier for your horse to keep his longitudinal axis in line with that curved or that straight track that he is following. And therefore, if he is supple, it helps him to stay straight. So for your horse to be straight, he must also be supple. So if at any point during your training, your horse becomes crooked, tense or stiff, then the quality of your horse's canter will not improve. Because as we said at the beginning, only a straight horse can engage both his hind legs equally, and only a supple horse will have the ability to stretch his hind legs sufficiently further underneath his body. Therefore, before continuing, you must reaffirm your horse's current level of straightness and full body suppleness. Okay, so now let's move on to step four. So you've got the basic canter fundamentals, you've got your horse working forwards, and you've got a basic degree of straightness and suppleness. Now step four is all about circles, transitions, counter canter, and lateral movements. Because incorporating circles, transitions, counter canter, and lateral movements in various combinations, they will help to develop your horse's canter because they will improve his balance and collection, and they will also enable you to refine your aids and your timing. So let's talk about each of them individually. Firstly, let's talk about circles. So circles are an exceptionally useful training tool and they are fundamental to your horse's progression. Because a correctly ridden circle encourages your horse's inside hind leg to step further underneath, thereby helping to improve his balance and his engagement and helping to strengthen his hind quarters. And also the bend that is required on a circle helps to improve your horse's suppleness and throughness, and it can also help you to control the tempo of the pace. So if your horse's canter starts to get a little bit quick, ride in a circle is very helpful. So now let's move on to talk about transitions, because ironically, the best way to improve the quality of your horse's canter is to not keep cantering. Riding endlessly around the outside of the arena in canter will do no benefit to increasing the quality of that pace. Instead, you need to ride frequent transitions into and out of the canter. So you could ride canter, trot, canter, or canter, walk, canter. You can also ride transitions within the canter itself. So you could go from working canter to medium canter to collected canter. Now, these are beneficial because during the upward transitions, your horse is encouraged to step under and to push from his hind legs. And then during the downward transitions, your horse is encouraged to step under and to sit on his hind legs. And these attributes will improve your horse's balance and carrying capacity, and therefore they will add quality to his overall frame and the canter gait. Now, we have two little side tips for you when it comes to riding transitions. And the first one is that during the canter strike-offs, so say for example from trot into canter or from walk into canter, make sure that the strike-offs are fluent and that they are forwards into the contact and that your horse is allowing your balancing half halts to come through. In other words, you don't want the transitions into canter to be too upright with the horse coming off the contact. Want the transitions to be upwards and forwards into the canter with the horse remaining through into the contact. And then the second tip that we have for you is that if you are riding a transition from trot into canter, it can be helpful to take sitting trot a few steps earlier. And this just helps to avoid any sudden impact of weight on your horse's back as he tries to work out where to place his legs. So that about covers transitions. Let's now talk about counter canter. So counter canter is the regular three-beat canter on the outside lead. For example, if you are on the right rein, then your horse will be going in the direction right, but cantering on the left lead. Now the value of counter canter lies in its suppling, engaging, straightening and collecting effects. And it's an excellent exercise for improving the quality of your horse's true canter. Now, as a bit of a side note, you should only introduce counter canter once your horse's working canter feels rhythmical and it's sufficiently balanced and secure. But if you want any more tips on the counter canter, then again, just search our podcast archives or go to our website, howtodressage.com. But now let's talk about lateral movements, because you can use lateral exercises to help improve your horse's suppleness, straightness, balance, and engagement. And they include things such as leg yielding, shoulder fore, shoulder in, traverse, renverse, and half pass. Now, these lateral exercises will help develop symmetry in your horse's body and limbs. They will encourage throughness and elasticity, and promote a more uphill cadence. And all of these qualities will help improve your horse's overall way of going and enhance the quality of his canter. Now again, we have done podcast episodes and articles on each of these lateral movements individually, where we talk you through them step by step. So if you need any help, just go and search for them in our archives. But now let's move on to step five. So you've got the correct canter fundamentals, you've got your horse working forwards, you've got a relative amount of straightness and suppleness, and you've been working through various school movements such as circles, transitions, counter canter, and lateral exercises. Step number five is now all about stretching. So riders frequently allow their horses to stretch in trot, especially with that being a movement that appears in some dressage tests. But allowing your horse to stretch in canter can be just as valuable. So allowing your horse to take the contact forward and down will help to improve your horse's throughness, connection, engagement, strength, and overall body suppleness. And stretching is also an enjoyable exercise for your horse, so you can use it as a reward between the more challenging work of those circles, transitions, counter canter, and lateral movements that we've just talked about. Now also, stretching prevents your horse's muscles from becoming tired and tense, which can happen if you ask your horse to work in the same frame for an extended amount of time. So here's how to go about doing it. First, ride a large 20-meter circle in a rhythmical canter. Secondly, adopt a light seat in the saddle, or possibly even go into rising canter. But do not sit deep and heavy in the saddle, because this can prevent your horse from using his back fully during the stretch. And then thirdly, you're going to allow the reins to slip through your fingers so that your horse can take the reins forward and down. Now you must maintain the contact, so don't give the reins away completely. And then the final step is to keep riding the canter forwards whilst allowing your horse to lift his back and stretch through his entire top line. And then that wraps up the 5 steps on how to go about enhancing the quality of your horse's canter. Now, if you keep working through those steps, using a combination of school movements, interspersed with frequent stretching, then gradually over time, the quality of your horse's canter will improve. So to wrap this episode up, a problem that is often experienced by dressage riders at all levels is that of a weak and a poor quality canter. And in order for you to progress successfully up the dressage levels and develop a better balance and true collection, your horse must have a strong and a high quality canter. Now the good news is that you can enhance this pace through correct and systematic training. So first, you must establish a correct and regular canter rhythm and ensure that your horse is working correctly from back to front and he has a basic understanding of the half halt. Now, once you have established those fundamentals, you can then use circles, transitions, counter canter, and lateral movements combined with frequent stretching to help build strength, lightness, expression, and elasticity in your horse's canter strides. However, it is important not to expect or demand too much too soon. Thoughtful and methodical training is always the way to go. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.